The prophet Elisha worked many miracles throughout his long ministry. The Lord frequently used his faithful servant to help people in distress and to manifest the grace and mercy of the living God. One day, during a time of famine, Elisha and his servant were at Gilgal, where there was a company of prophets. Elisha used to travel round visiting these groups, as well as faithful Israelite families. While the young prophets were meeting with him, he said to his servant, "Put on the large pot and cook some stew for these men." One of the company went out into the fields to gather herbs, and he found a plant of wild gourds. Thinking they were cucumbers, he filled the fold of his cloak with them, went back to join the others, and cut them up into the pot of stew, though no one knew what they were. Wild gourds, or colocynths, are very hardy plants, which can grow even in times of severe drought, when the rest of the vegetation dries up. The fruit is poisonous if taken in large quantities. The stew was served to the men, but as they began to eat, they realized that the gourds were harmful. "O man of God," they cried out, "there is death in the pot," and they could not eat it. Elisha said, "Get me some flour." He cast the flour into the pot, saying, "Now serve it to the people to eat." Elisha's use of flour was a visible indication that God, through his prophet, had made the stew wholesome. The men believed it. They ate, and there was nothing harmful in the pot. On another occasion, a man from the village of Baal Shalisha came to the company of prophets with the first fruits of his crops. There were 20 loaves of barley bread baked from the first ripe corn, along with some roasted heads of new corn. Elisha was again with the company of prophets, and he told his servant to give this food to the men. "How can I set this before 100 men?" his servant replied. Elisha repeated the order. "Give it to the people to eat," he said, "for this is what the Lord says. They will eat and have some left over." The servant gave the loaves of bread and the roasted grain of new corn to the young prophets. They all ate as much as they needed and had some left over, according to the word of the Lord. Another miraculous event in Elisha's life, which is mentioned in the Bible, also concerns a company of prophets, probably that of Jericho in the Jordan Valley. Elisha went to visit the young men in their meeting place. They told the prophet that there was not enough room in the building for all of them. "Look," they said, "the place where we meet with you is too small for us. Let us go to the Jordan, where each of us can get a beam, and let us build a place there for us to live." Elisha gave his consent. "Go," he replied. Then one of them said, "Won't you please come with your servants?" "I will," the prophet answered, and he went with them. They came to the river, where there was plenty of timber, and began to cut down trees. As one of them was swinging his axe, the iron head flew off and fell into the water. "Oh, my Lord," he cried out, "it was borrowed." Elisha asked, "Where did it fall?" The young man showed him the place, and Elisha cut a stick and threw it there. The axe head rose to the surface of the water and began to float. "Lift it out," said the prophet, and the man stretched out his hand and took it. These three examples of Elisha's miracle-working ministry reveal the prophet's concern for others in the simple, everyday events of life. He lived close to the people and close to the Lord, so the power God gave him was often used to bring help and comfort when needed. Next episode, the healing of Naaman the Syrian.